having other musicians around me was something I really had to like find on my own and teach myself how to play and all that stuff.
Welcome to Not in a Huff with Jackson Huff, where we interview newsmakers, storytellers, and all-around interesting people. Sit back, relax, unless you're driving, and enjoy the show. Here's Jackson.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Jackson Huff. This is Not in a Huff. Thanks so much for joining me. As always, really appreciate it. This week, speaking with another musical artist, another country artist, speaking with Rye Rivers. Now, he comes to us from the clear oceans of Florida. It's a different kind of country music. I listened to it myself, and one that I really like is he has a remake of Neon Moon that's really, really cool. But his own music, of course, is great too. But I think kind of getting to know someone in their voice through a cover of a song that you already know is always kind of interesting. You're like, oh man, I like that. And then you go listen to their actual music. You think, man, that's really awesome too. And maybe even more awesome because they've had to actually create it and show that talent, not just in singing, but in creating. And Rice certainly has that. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Relatively short conversation, just about, you know, how he got his start in music, how he writes and how he performs. We've done this several times before. If you listened to any of these episodes with emerging artists, and Rye is a great talent, and I think he's certainly on the upward trajectory. Go check him out for sure. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, go follow along on Instagram, on TikTok, Not Enough Podcast. Go leave that 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. Leave a written review on either. Helps a ton. But we'll get right to it. Here is Rye Rivers. Mr. Rivers, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for agreeing to join me. Hardest question of the evening. Just introduce yourself.
My name is Rye Rivers. I am a country music recording artist.
I like it. And I'm going to ask
songwriter.
You.
Let me add that in.
Songwriter. Well, that's important because that does get to some of the heart of my questions. But the first one I'm going to ask you is one that I'm sure every interview you've ever done is going to ask you. And that's, how did you get your start in this? And has it always been country? Has that always been your passion?
Yeah. So I come from a non-musical family. From a young age, however, though, I knew music hit me differently, and it was something that brought me the most joy in life and something I want to spend the rest of my life doing. With that, my biggest musical influences are my parents. Dad was a lot of country, rock, blues, classic rock. Mom was a lot of jazz, soul, R&B, which I really fuse into what I call my sound, which is blue-eyed country soul, because it's, you know, the heart of everything that I do is about authenticity and songwriting. So for me, it's about three chords and the truth, but I think I bring those elements of kind of the R&B and soulful world into that country lane. So if you think of like kind of like Rascal Flatts or like Chris Stapleton, stuff like that, you know, that's how I describe it.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I've heard you say in other interviews before that you don't come from a musical background. So what I'm hearing from that is it just means that your parents, maybe they weren't singers, they didn't play instruments, but they still enjoyed music, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they're definitely, what's the word? Consumers of music.
Connoisseurs, yeah.
Connoisseurs, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, very, and very, you know, down-to-earth people and supportive of my dream. It's just I didn't, you know, grow up in a family singing and having other musicians around me. It was something I really had to, like, find on my own and teach myself how to play and all that stuff.
And when did you? Yeah,
I'll say.
I was about to say that. When did you find out? When did you find that out?
Yeah, no, I was always very musical and creative from a young age. I mean, it started off just like beatboxing and writing poetry and rapping at my older brother's like college parties as a party trick. You know, for me, like songwriting and rhyming and stuff has always been second nature and something I love to do. So, from a young age, I knew I love music. It was just, you know, when it gets to a point where it's like, all right, are you serious? And you're going to put in like the 10,000 hours, you know, to actually make it something you're good at and, you know, hone your craft. Or are you just, you know, doing it romantically? And that for me was around like middle school. I really, you know, discovered what songwriting was and something that you could do with your life as a career and stuff like that and falling in love with it. So for me, it was once I found that out, it was like, all right, I need to get serious about it. You know, let me put in my 10,000 hours, start writing songs every day, taught myself how to play piano to accompany myself songwriting. And then from there, I was just locked in and I was like, yeah, this is amazing. There's nothing like this.
That's awesome. And you talk about your busting it out as a party trick. Is it something that your brother was proud of? Like, come over here and see what Rye can do, or was it more like, oh my gosh, he's at it again? What was it like?
No, I think it was a proud thing. He would always just laugh and be like, oh my God. And his friends,
Yeah.
you know, it was like a cool thing. I think so. I always thought it was fun and people seem to enjoy it. So
Well, good, good. And you already made sure that we put in not just a singer, but a songwriter too. And I always like to kind of ask about that. What's the process of a song from you? What's it look like? Is it mostly you writing the whole thing? Is it, do you work with other people, or what's that look like?
yeah. In the beginning, it was me doing it all, but I love collaboration. I love working with people. And once I, you know, started getting roots in Nashville and stuff and making those connections, it's a collaborative process. For the most part, I split my time between Florida and Nashville. So with that, sometimes it's me starting it off and then bringing it into like a writer's room or, you know, a producer, another writer or something like that. But I love working with other people. It usually comes like melodies and lyrics, an idea will hit me, and I'm like, okay, well, what am I trying to say here? Where are we going? Or, you know, what's the story? What is the, you know, the character? If it's not something that's like truly what I'm going through, like, you know, what's the idea here? What's the character in the song going through? What are we trying to say?
Where do you feel like you get most of that inspiration?
Definitely a mix of things, I think. It's real life, things that happen to me, things that happen to people close to me. And then sometimes it's just like, well, I want to write a song about this. Let me come up with the song.
I
I
always
want a
like to
shit
ask.
kicking song. Yeah, let me write a shit kicking song, you know?
Yeah, no, I like that. And I always like to ask people who, haven't been in the business for 50 plus years, they're relatively new. What's been some of the best part of getting into it? And then obviously the other side of things, maybe things that surprise you that's not always so great.
For me, my superpower, I feel like beyond like vocals and songwriting is performing. That's what I love to do. I love connecting with people. So, you know, the bigger stages and just the more people I can connect with and, you know, have my music resonate with them and have them tell me stories about a song or like how they got to the show or something like that. That for me is the coolest thing. Yeah. And then also finding my way into country music and how the universe has really shown me that I'm on the right path has also been a really rewarding thing, I feel like, as an artist, because, you know, an artist's journey, it really is a journey. And sometimes it's very clear, you know, what you want to do. And sometimes you got to find your way into it. And for me, that kind of was the case. You know, I started off more in the pop soul space when it came to my first songs that I started putting out. But I always knew country music was something I loved. I grew up on it. I wrote it. And it got to the point where I was in so many recording sessions. And producers would be like, let's recut that. You have too much twang in your voice. You sound like a country singer. And it got to the point where I was like, man, I love country music. I write country music. I was split, raised on a farm. I think I want to do country music. And ever since I've made that, I call it a return to my roots, really. The universe has just been showing me, you know, this is the right path. And everything's just coming a lot easier in terms of like musical endeavors and music business and stuff like that.
That's good to hear. And I know you seem like a positive guy, so I know that maybe we don't want to go to the other side, but what has been maybe the challenge for new artists that are struggling a little bit? Where were some of your struggles?
Yeah, just breaking through and getting, you know, yeses and starting to get those bigger stages and build your audience and find your fans. I mean, it's an everyday 24-hour thing. Like you really have to live and breathe this and want this more than anything else in life. I would say some of the biggest sacrifices too of like missing out on things with friends and relationships and, you know, missing weddings and birthdays and stuff like that. I mean, you really have to selfish in that regard, you know, with pursuing this and just giving it everything you got.
Yeah, and you already mentioned just how important it is to you to be a songwriter, but then also you talked about how performing is one of your favorite parts. So, where do you find the most pleasure? Is it in kind of sitting down and writing those songs that you hope mean something to somebody, or is it just getting up there and, you know, entertaining a crowd? If you had to pick, are you more of a songwriter, a performer, or you can say, I refuse to draw the line?
No, I mean, listen, I love songwriting. I love the game of like cracking a song open. And when you finally get it, you're like, ah. But for me, I don't think that totally compares to like singing your songs to people and connecting with people and hearing the stories and the energy that people give back when you're performing and like how it hits them. That's for me, you know, one of the main reasons I do what I do. I love that as an artist and a performer.
Yeah, and you've gotten some notice from some relatively big names. I think you've even got a picture with Teddy Swims to show for it. I think he mentioned how excited he is for some of your new work. That has to feel pretty good.
Oh yeah, no, Teddy is not only an amazing person. No, I want to say that not as just a friend. He's also an amazing person and an amazing light and human being and just someone. As an artist to look up to is such an amazing role model. So I love Teddy. We've become good friends over the years. We randomly met and just hit it off. And he's just been so amazing and such a mentor as well.
Yeah. And before we get to kind of your song that recently came out, because I do want to highlight that, I want to ask you too another question I like to ask of relatively new artists, just because, you know, breaking out there and making sure people hear you is all about just performing where you're given the opportunity, and sometimes that means some interesting places. I've had people that had to perform Redneck Woman at a Catholic bazaar. I've had people perform on the back of a trailer while it's moving. Where are some of the most interesting or strangest places that you've gotten to perform?
I wouldn't say the one that first comes to mind, I wouldn't say this is the strangest because it makes sense, but it was definitely one of the most challenging and interesting songs I've had to sing. And it was a church gig actually. And they asked me to sing Ave Maria for their Easter Mass in Latin. Never spoke Latin before in my life. So I had to learn the song in Latin. And yeah, that was daunting, I will say. But actually on October 30th, I'm performing the national anthem for a Dolphins game here at Hard Rock Stadium. It'll be a Thursday night football, so it'll be the only game on TV that day. And it's the national anthem, so that's always fun.
Are you a big Dolphins fan?
I am. Yeah, I like the Dolphins. Dolphins and the Pats here are my two teams.
I got you. Well, if you can't tell, I'm in Indiana, so it wasn't a great week for your Dolphins, but it was a good week for my Colts last week.
Yeah, there you go. My mom, she's a Peyton Manning fan. So when he was on the Colts, that was her team.
I got you. Well, if you don't know, and I don't know when this will come out, but this week, the Colts beat the Dolphins 33-9. So. So it was a strange week. I have some Dolphins friends, so I like to give them a hard time, but I want to now kind of get to your song. Is it your only single that has came out that's an original in the country space?
In the country space. Yeah. It was my debut country single, Kiss a Cowboy, I'm assuming is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that song and I guess kind of the inspiration behind that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I mean, I made my country music debut this year, made the transition into country. I really call it a return to my roots. But Kiss the Cowboy was that song, and it changed my life. Even before it came out, it kind of opened up all these doors for me. And ever since it came out, it's kind of still doing the same thing. So we actually filmed the music video for the song on my dad's farm in Okeechobee, Florida. So all the stuff you see in the music video is all places where I literally grew up since I was a little kid in boots, like running around. So that was something super special for me, and to be able to put Florida on the map and showcase like the Florida country lifestyle was something really special and authentic to me. And one of my favorite things about that whole process with that song and having that captured in a moment in time is super cool, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's a catching title, definitely coming from a Rye Rivers. Tell us, I guess what's the song about? I don't like to make any kind of assumptions, but what's the song about?
Yeah, I really just wanted to like write it so that anyone can kind of put themselves in the driver's seat, you know, in terms of like point of view. So I wrote it kind of ambiguously that way, and I wanted it to just be like an authentic, anthemic country, you know, banger, heartbreak, love song. So it's just about, you know, the push and pull that comes with being in a relationship with a cowboy and, you know, the whole lifestyle of coming and going like that.
Yeah, and you know, given the nature of it, how you and just I guess kind of the country world, which is growing, I think, and becoming a lot more diverse. How I mean, how's the reception been? You said that it's kind of changed your life, so I assume it's been really good.
Yeah, I made my CMA Fest debut this year. Literally put out my first country song in May and was playing a CMA official stage in June. So that was pretty crazy. And again, little things like that, you know, as I say, it's the universe telling me, you know, hey dude, you're on the right path. You're doing what you're meant to be doing now. So I did that. I got to play, which I've always wanted to play my whole life, the BMI Songwriters Festival in Key West, Florida. BMI, excuse me. The Keys in Key West in particular is like one of my favorite places. I'm a Florida boy, born and raised. So I've always loved going there my whole life. And then when I was younger and found out they had a songwriters festival there, I was like, oh my God, like my favorite place. And they do what I love to do there. So I got to do that this year as well with that song. And the craziest thing for me was like that's my debut country song, right? Obviously, I have a lot of other country songs that I've written and just don't have out yet. But I played the CMA stage and I'm like, after I did the whole festival, I was like, oh my God, I just played the stage and I have one song out. Like I was like playing all these unreleased songs, which I don't know if anyone else does that, but I thought that was kind of funny and ironic and badass.
No, for sure. And you put out, you know, at least several covers. I know that you made a cover of Neon Moon that is it's really cool because it's not just you singing to the same tune. It's kind of a you kind of made it your own. Talk a little bit about that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, any type of cover for me, if I'm gonna put it out and do it, I always, you know, want to make it my own. And my manager, I'll give him credit because he coined this term, riverize it. So that song, I love that song. I've grown up on that song. Brooks and Dunn is one of my favorite groups ever. And just the message in that song, I think, is so beautiful and how the imagery that it portrays, you know, with what they captured in the lyrics of it. So it was I was like just a natural move to put that song out. I love singing it. I love doing it at my shows and covering it. And, you know, it's just a smash. So people always love it. So super excited to, you know, bring that in. And while I have that out, while I'm working on, you know, these other songs that I have coming out and stuff.
Yeah, I want you kind of for people who haven't listened yet and they haven't ended this interview and checked you out on Spotify. What and you already mentioned, you know, Chris Stapleton and Rascal Flatts, but kind of just go a little bit more into to detail of what you call your sound, because I know that you said that you came to country from kind of a blues background and kind of that soul, which I hear in your voice as well. So just tell people what you think your sound is.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of again what I was raised on, which is a country, little classic rock and soul and R&B. So, I mean, for me, I think I have like more of a traditional sounding country voice, and then I try to lay that in with more soulful runs and licks and stuff, and then add like a modern country production underneath all that.
Yeah, no, I like that for sure, and it's kind of hard to really obviously put those into words. People just need to check it out for sure. But I want to ask you know, given that you have such a diverse background in what you've sung, and then also you know how you grew up. You grew up kind of with all this music kind of thrown at you. If you're not performing, and this has surprised me in the past, you know, I've had screamo people love classical music, but if you're not performing, what are you listening to? Are you somebody who just loves country music day and night? You sing it and you listen to it. Are you somebody who gets away from that when you're not in the business? What's that look like?
I'm a musical hoe, to be honest. So it's everything but the kitchen sink for me. A lot of country, But no, I enjoy everything. I mean, my like gym playlist can literally be like a Love Drunk Cowboy to a Wasted White Girl. It can be like Chaka Khan to Frank Sinatra to Luther Vandross to Dolly Parton to Brooks and Dunn to David Allan Coe, kind of all over the map.
Yeah, well, I like all those that you just mentioned. So I feel like I'm right there with you. I love that for sure. And I want you kind of just in wrapping up the conversation, let people know, and this is almost a non-question in 2025, but how can they find your music? I'm sure it's Spotify,
Yeah.
YouTube, those kind of things, but just tell people.
No, I appreciate you giving me the plug. Yeah. So Spotify, or you just Google Rye Rivers on socials. It's at the Rye Rivers. So RY Rivers, RIVERS. That should pull everything up. We got a bunch of new music coming out here. Probably for the end of this year. I'm gonna do one more single and actually a Christmas country song, which I'm very excited about. We're literally tweaking the mixes right now, but it's just so wholesome and I love it. And I've always wanted, like, I love Christmas music. So this was something I naturally wanted to do, early in my career to just kind of set that down and keep going from that. And then next year I'll drop probably another single in the beginning of the year and then an EP following that, my debut EP. So yeah, please follow along. Would love you to be a part of my artist journey. Let's be friends, stay connected, hit me up. I'm not one of those people who never checks their DMs. I try to reply to every single person.
I like that. I've got to stop for a moment at Christmas country song. Is it? It's an original. It's not a
Oh, it's
cover of a
original,
classic. Oh,
fresh.
that's a quite the undertaking.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. I love Christmas music. I kind of had Dolly Parton in mind, I will say, when I wrote it, so I can let you think on that.
Oh, well, that's definitely something people are going to have to wait for, and I'm excited to see what that looks like for sure. I don't think there's been, I was reading somewhere not too long ago, like there hasn't been a new Christmas classic since, I think, oddly, I think Justin Bieber came out with a Christmas song everyone knows. So there hasn't been a new one since him. So you're gonna take the mantle from the Biebs, huh?
I would love to. I mean, think about that. Every year, then your song coming in
True.
like Mariah Carey rising from the dead, from the
Yeah,
ashes.
dethaw her every year. That's what they say for
Right.
sure. Yeah. Well, we want to keep you thawed out all year long, but luckily you live in Florida, so I don't think you're going to
Yeah,
freeze,
not
right?
a problem. It's hot as hell right now. It's so hot.
Yeah. So Spotify is where everyone's going to find your music. You talk about checking your DMs, on Instagram, on TikTok, all those things. What's your handle?
At the Rye Rivers, RY Rivers with an S.
Gotcha. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I really enjoyed this. Really
Absolutely.
enjoyed it.
That was Rye Rivers. What a great guy. What a cool talent. I definitely recommend you checking out his music, wherever you're listening to music. At this point, I think it's YouTube, Spotify, but it's out there in all the places you're gonna pick it up. Probably wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can probably check him out. So definitely a really cool guy, somebody who I think is going to make it far in the industry, and I'm really happy to have spoken with him. Yeah, check him out. All the links will be in the show notes. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, or you haven't already, go leave a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. Leave a written review on Apple. It helps a ton. Go follow along on Instagram and on TikTok. Definitely had a lot of music artists on in the past, so you can check out those past ones. You can make sure that you don't miss these future ones. But if you do nothing else, catch us next week. Take it away, Chris.
This has been Not in a Huff with Jackson Huff. Thank you for listening. Be sure to join us next time, where we will interview another amazing guest who is sure to make you laugh or make you think. Or, hey, maybe even both. But until then, keep being awesome.